Hey, it's me. Sorry, we're starting a bit late. I have had all sorts of problems. All sorts of problems this last week or so with just technology and things, and I'm sick to the back teeth of computers. I'm sick to the back teeth of iPods, and it's just a whole heap, really, of just, oh my God. Yeah, so basically I've been having a nightmare time of it. I am been desperately trying to get music onto my nice shiny new iPod, which I had to buy because the nice red and black one, the U2 one, which I got not because of the U2, but mainly because it was red and black, that has, well, it's not died, but it's lost the ability to hold on to music, which is kind of a pain because that's principally what an iPod's for. And it lasts a long time. It lasted all the way through uni. And then some, so it's lasted over 4 years it's lasted, I believe. And so I got a nice replacement last week, and it's a nice 120 gig classic, iPod Classic, in black, which is not completely true that it's black. It's sort of like a very dark charcoal grey. It's not actually black. Yeah, it was good. Unfortunately, all my music is on my actual PC. I generally use my Sega Lappy. I mean, I'm on the Sega Lappy now, so that should give you a clue, really. But yeah, so all my music's on here, on this nice music drive. And this PC is it's not dead. But it is very, very dying. If I could be bothered, the power supply needs replacing because it makes a terrible noise. The DVD drive doesn't work properly. The CD rewrite doesn't actually rewrite. Or the CD DVD writer doesn't actually rewrite discs anymore. It's not capable of it. The graphics card's buggered. Something happened with regards to accounts on it, which I'm not quite sure what happened, but something happened, and now it used to be that I didn't have to log on, and now I actually have to log on under an account, and I don't have permissions apparently to be able to do a lot of stuff on it, because I don't have the permissions, because I don't have I do not have the password to the main account, whichever that was. It was set up by an old friend way back when, before I even started uni, so God knows what time that would be. But yeah, it's so I can't do much on it, and Service Pack 3's lurking. And now wants to always install, despite the fact that I've told him not to. And cut a long story short, well, the iPod isn't recognisable. Well, the iPod wasn't recognisable to iTunes. It kept saying, "Oh no, reinstall iTunes. You can't. I don't recognise this iPod. Reinstall iTunes." Which is like, yeah, fine. Okay, reinstall iTunes. No. I don't recognise this. No, this isn't an iPod. No. You've got to reinstall iTunes. Oh, for God's sake. You can't change any of the preferences now in iTunes because we haven't got permission. You need to ask permission of the person in charge. You've got to ask the administrator's permission. What are you talking about? I mean, the person who's ever used permission. No. Sorry. No, you have got to ask permission of the administrator. Fine. So what I then had to do, which is fun, was basically, a very long period of time, this is all last weekend, put all the music, copy all the music piecemeal, bits and bobs and pieces, over to a USB, and then onto my iPod through iTunes on the Sega Lappy, which was a very long, complicated process, as I'm sure you can imagine. When I finished this, I found that for some reason certain folders hadn't been copied across in certain music, so I sort of went, okay. Went back, did various, filled in the gaps, blah, 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 again, lots and lots of time, very time consuming, wouldn't sync properly. I had managed to network these two, which was, you know, amazing. Nothing short of a minor miracle. And I did ask it to, you know, sync up to the library that's on the other computer, which it tried to do, but it didn't do it very well. So, anyway, so I've been enjoying the iPod, for about 3 days, and all of a sudden it came across one of my favourite tracks. And it was literally, one, two, three, skipped, in terms of seconds. I was like, huh. Well, perhaps it didn't copy across properly or something, so delete, rename it slightly, and then copy across again when I got home. So, okay, didn't think much of it. Been off to work again, listening, making the train journey pass by. Oh, here's another song. Not one of my favourite songs, but still one, two, three, skipped. Eh? Didn't think much. No, this can't be right. As I was getting off the turn, we had another track. One, two, three, skip. And, yeah, basically, after less than a week, it was skipping like hell. That was good. So, my third iPod is now here, which I've literally just finished doing all the music onto it. And it's all brand new, because it's still got the clicky. Still got the clicker on. Right, off you go. However, in the process of doing all of this, and Service Pack XP3 Rasputin, sort of going, I want to install on my PC. It's now completely buggered. I mean, it's even worse than it was before the PC. And it now won't network. Something's happened to it to such an extent that it won't network. You can put things to share as much as you like. I'm just like, no, there's no, that laptop goes, no, there's no computer by that name. We talk about this link worked like yesterday. Like, no, sorry. So basically all the music that I was able to, get my lovely music collection ready to play into the Radio Redux podcast, it's all no now, big heaps of no. You're not allowed. Sigh. So I'm just limited back to what we got originally before, so no more rock music for a while or anything like that. I'm sorry. Anyway, that summed up my week so far. The music you were just listening to, I should have probably kept on Winamp so I could remember what it was. It was the Angel Island remix from Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and that was followed by one of the remixes from the Sonic Adventure remix project that never was, and that was Tweaker's remix of Dilapidated Way. So hello to everybody within the IRC. I still call it the IRC. It's not really it's nothing to do with IRC anymore, is it really? Echo Hawk asks how long I ended up staying up. It was to about 3 a.m. yesterday. Oh, today I should say. 3 a.m. today. That was fun. I think I woke up about 10 to 11 in the end. So I was just absolutely knackered. And just, you know, blah. So let's say hello to everybody that's in the chat room. Starting from the bottom as usual. Zolif, Earthart, who covered T-Bird Show beforehand. Turbo, Staff, Sotty, Sai, ShadowFox04, Slayer, who is AFK. Rory, who's finished cooking. Ringtail Fox, Ricky Resident SD, Miles Prower, Lucas, who's like some sort of sponsored elf. Yeah, wears a sponsor strip, and it's probably sponsored by, I don't know, Glade Plugins. Kitsune Kiddo, Hypersonic, Gerbilsoft, who's a bit like Hamstersoft, but, you know, slightly more active. Galaxy Man, Fly Fox, who is neither boy nor girl. Fuha! Echo Hawk, D'Artagnan, Song Geezer, Flyby, MK, LSNK, Joshua, and Chanbot. Chanbot is the most active member of the entire thing. And we should be grateful for Chanbot. Earthart says, see, iPods are more trouble than they're worth. If you define, like, £200 as an amount of trouble, then... Right, so... I rattled on for ages, so I'm going to put some more music on. What shall we have? Now, I did actually download some music to the desktop, thinking that I wouldn't be able to join stuff up. And guess what? I was right. So... we're going to have next some Outrun 2. Or is this Outrun Coast to Coast? It really doesn't matter. We're going to have Magical Sound Shower and the Euro Remix, which, of course, a certain Mr. Jake's had a hand in. So I'm going to shove that on. So it's 6 minutes 12, and I'll be back afterwards to answer any questions you have, which I'm guessing is going to be none. Because, you know, so the same three people all the time put in questions, and I look forward to hearing from those people in a bit. Speak to you soon. Magical Sound Shower there, Euro Remix. Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to Blake Draco, who is definitely listening to the show as well. And anyone else who I didn't mention. And, yes, so... Hi. So that was the iPod situation dealt with. Yay. A couple of things have been going on in the news. There was, for instance, a whole mass of unleashed stuff that came out on the Friday. These included some screenshots, and there was also the development diary from someone from SOA whose name escapes me. It was quite fun because we got the screen. I got the screenshots sent to me, and it was like, "Oh yeah, these are the dev diary screenshots." And like, and the dev diary is there. It's like, "Oh yeah, yes. Might be an idea to, you know, give me the actual dev diary as well." Just saying. You know, it's like, oh yes, of course, that's probably a good idea. So there was that, and there was a nice new trailer came out. People to check that out on YouTube. It's listed under, I think I listed it under trailer 4, which I believe to be accurate. And that's of the sort of Egyptian, Middle Eastern type of level, whose name escapes me. I think it's Shanmar or something. And, of course, the big thing, which Hypersonic was rightly pressing me on, was that finally, the Unleashed site has come back to the Euros! And also to America. Yeah, the Unleashed website has finally gone live. It took me by surprise, but then again, it was going to happen eventually, at some point. And it finally did. Hello to Mike Taylor, who has just joined. Yeah, so that came live, and it, I was going to be, because the thing that happened was what I suspected was going to happen. And everyone, immediately somebody came along and ripped it all. I'm not sure if it was Demex, it's normally Demex. But somebody came along and ripped all the music off it and ripped all the details off it. What I was slightly surprised by was that, things that were going on, because if you click on one of the elements of the Unleashed site, which I unfortunately haven't had much of a say in, so you've got the globe and you can have the shattered Earth, and you can actually sort of pull it round, and you can choose a day and a night version of it, which gives you different details. And so you find out all the places that, and they've actually got the descriptions that appear within the game. And one of them, I'm surprised nobody's mentioned it, because I think it's brilliant. And when when I first saw it, and this must be about 2.5 weeks ago, when we had a sort of mini conference thing. Well, I saw it. It was like me and somebody from the press. He sort of both said it. I was like, "What's going on there then?" Because one of them, and I suspect there will be some sort of TSS header name thing going up soon. So I might have to beep Dreadnux to that. It's like the descriptions for the levels is like the pork. Their pork bun is world renowned, or something like that. It's like something to do with pork buns and being famous for it. And it was like, what? Is that the best? Is that the best thing that they're known for? These pork buns. But yeah, I thought that was quite funny. So yeah, look out for that. Look out for that one. I thought dropped me a line. He says, explain what is meant by a proportionality assumption that must be true before an LP model is, I suppose that's valid. but sort of veiled spell. Proportionality assumption is when you assume that a certain amount of items are valid for a certain amount of people. And an LP model is somebody in the fashion industry who has nothing but vinyl discs to cover his or her body. So when the amount of people when a model agency assumes that the amount of people, i.e. the general public, would think that such an outfit would be acceptable, that's when the LP model is wheeled out onto the catwalk. Urfart, they're asking questions about dresses again. Sigh. And I don't particularly care what LP model is anyway. Mike Taylor has appeared, and he's plugging Sonic Cage Dome, as usual. Yes, so, I'm looking in the post bag, and the post bag is, well, it's more or less empty. So, we're going to go to the questions thread on Eon and see what's happening on there. Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. That's really nothing from Roboshu. That's an old question. We're just going to run out of stuff to talk about again. Richie, no, it's fine by me. Oh, yeah, that was something I was going to talk about. The sort of status of Radio Redux Live. And... yeah, I've decided that the best thing to do is that by the end of this series, Red Redux Live will be no more, and basically I'll just assume that all live shows are just normal Red Redux shows, so it doesn't get confusing, because we're just getting under... It just gets a bit, you know, pointless, really. Yeah, there's nothing in the Eon thread either. Yeah, so that's going to be the case. So as of the 2009... series, so just all live shows and recorded shows, just normal Radio Redux shows, and that'll make things a jolly lot easier for all concerned. Mainly because people are still going, what do you mean? Does Radio Redux live? They do a live show? It's like, yes. Well done. Congratulations! You win a small prize. It's a goat. Do with it what you will, I'm sure you would do so anyway. What's going on in the chat room? Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Erfart says, Sonic tells me that is not the answer I need for my math test. No, that is not the answer to the math test you are looking for. You should go home and rethink your math test. Hello to Sparks and Rocknook, who has just materialised. And yes, Mike Taylor's now protesting that they asked me about Sonic Cage Dome first. They asked me about Sonic Cage Dome. Yes, Dreadnoks has materialised. Way, yay! It's almost as if he's appeared within his own network again, yes. Once he's put the missus down for 5 minutes, he's materialised, yeah. So, I'm just going to put some more music on. Because, you know, nothing's happening. So I'm just going to put some more music on, like. And let's see what we can have. Because we're kind of stuck for music otherwise. Let's see. What music shall we have? Would anybody like to ask for some music? At all?
You appeared on your own network, Dredd. Right, so I'll see if anybody wants any music. Let's go to the listener request, Fred, in Eon, and see if we get through it. Actually, I know somebody wanted. Somebody wanted the one of the Rex Factor songs, and one of the best songs as well. Was it Anime Girls one? Yeah, somebody wanted Harimichi, the Shining Road by Anime Girl. So we'll have that next. That's quite a long one. But if anyone's got another suggestion. Resident SD says, don't forget your promise of unknown from me from last week. Resident SD, you're under the assumption that I actually promised it, and I didn't. However, Fenox's trying to remember what he wants to listen to. Assumably it wasn't this show. So, I will put Unknown From Me on, and I'm going to put on the Saunders and Hunid P remix from, that's not it, I'm not talking about, that is the actual one. I'm going to put on the Skinny Puppy, the Gavin K remix from Sonic Adventure Remix. And then after that, well, I might have something else. Because, I don't know. Who knows? Well, hopefully within, like, 10 minutes or 11 minutes, you guys will have thought of something to ask me. Or what have you. Rory wants to invoke the memories of childhood. So, he can do that in his own time. Let's just play the music and just, yeah. This show's going to be over soon, I think, at this rate. What's the point? Sigh. Radio Redux. The official podcast of SonicRex.com. coming back from that a little bit earlier because I was sick of listening to it. Mike T asks a question, he's the only person to do so, so he's guaranteed an answer. He says, have you played the Werehog yet? I'm going to make us cry and plain or happy. I can now say that I have played Werehog. Tuesday, Wednesday time. Head peeps, who's Stephen McGarry, who Dreadnoughts will know, said, Kevin, come over here, And to sit down and play this, of course, it was actually Werehog on what you guys are terming Unleashed, Nintendo Wii version of Unleashed. And I was slightly taken aback by that. And it is the first time I've actually played Werehog. So it was night level, it was sort of a hubby sort of fight your way through situation. Slight problem, I didn't have it, so I was sat down and then Stefan had to go off somewhere, so I was like, I've got no idea what I'm doing. I better do well, because people are now looking around and looking at the screen, assuming I'm going to do fantastic, when I've actually got no flipping clue what's going on. Eventually I'll find out how to do the controls. So I'm going, how do I hold it? Is it both or what? And then I was all of a sudden surrounded by enemies. So it was like, crap. Left, right. And it wasn't the final version of, but it was pretty damn close. So it was, it was basically finished in, it's sort of 99% finished, and I just need a bit of polish, really, to sharpen up a bit of the graphics here and there, and iron out the odd crease. But yeah, there was spotted some destructible walls. Beat that. And so I have no idea yet. How you controlled it, but it was from what I gathered, it was very quickly, it was just like, when you're fighting, it's like, you move the nunchuck and the Wiimote around and just whack, as if you're whacking stuff. And I got a 13 or 15 combo, so relatively easily. Yeah, it was fun. It would have been more fun if I'd known what the hell I was doing. I wasn't busy screaming at it, and I wasn't crying at it, so I was just sort of going, oh. In that order. Followed by, yeah, you stay down, bitch. So, there we go. What is your opinion on the difference between the 360 PS3 version and the Wii version, with the two different versions, I thought? They're two different versions. They're two different games. I haven't played Sonic on the Wii, and I haven't played Werehog on 360, so I couldn't really give you a full rundown on the pins and the differences. In terms of graphical, obviously, 360 is still, a lot better from what I've seen from that short snippet. I haven't seen the Wii trailer that's been doing. I haven't seen that, as my opinions are slightly sort of varied. Mike said he likes that reaction. Yeah, so it was like I enjoyed beating the crap out of stuff, and it was a little bit like, it was me. It was definitely, because it's obviously your movement you're affecting it. It was very much like, yeah, I'm beating the crap out of these myself, as opposed to the Werehog. We have no more questions at all. So, I'm going to play one more track and probably call it a day, really. Doesn't seem much point in doing anything else. Avot said, what about the puzzle solving in the Werehog levels? Any good? I didn't get that far. I didn't get to a puzzle section, so unfortunately I wouldn't know. I didn't play it for that long, I had to do some work. Hypersonic says, have you had a chance to hear any voices while playing, or are they all still fillers from E3? I don't know, Hypersonic. I didn't have a chance to listen to any of the... I haven't seen any of the... Well, I saw the... way back, I saw the early video for a cutscene that appears within the game. Which is the point where Chip, as he's now termed, gets his name. So I saw that because he wasn't called. Here's a little thing for you, a little snippet of info. Chip wasn't always called Chip. In fact, early stage event, he was called something else, which you'll have to find out on the new Sonic City. I'll put that one in there, but I'm not telling you what it is. Yes, he was called, Chip was called something else. And the original video had Sonic calling Chip by that particular name. So I heard them then. I heard the voices then. But I haven't heard any voices or seen any cutscenes or anything else like that since. Don't know. I hope that answers your question, Neil Hypersonic. Earthfall did actually have a music request, which seems good enough to go out on. And that's the Lex Labyrinth I was after. But the 8-bit version, i.e. Game Gear Master System version. So I'm going to line that up to end the show. It's only a short track, unless anyone has any more questions, which, you know, I'm guessing no. Line up that. There we go. 1:04. It's quite short. It is quite short. Bum 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 bum. Yeah, no, I'm just taking a bit of notice. So I'm out of here. Frankly, I've got better stuff to do. So I'll see you next week. Maybe. Who knows? Who cares at this point? Catch you later, folks. Bye. I'm not even going to do the normal sign off. How's about that?